Hallelujah. You may be seated. We bless Him for all things today. For all of His goodness. For His life. We bless Him for death, strength, for weakness, trials, for overcoming, tribulations, afflictions, health, suffering, and abounding. He said, in all things, give Him thanks, that we may recognize who is the orchestrator of our lives, and that He does all things well. And everything that He does, it is according to His own counsel. And that is why David said, my mouth shall speak of the praises of Yahweh. My mouth shall speak of His praises. And talk about His good works and the wonderful things that He has done. And He said, and let all flesh, not some, but let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. So let our mouths speak of the goodness and all of the bountiful blessings of Almighty Yahweh. And let all flesh come before Him and bless His name forever and ever. That is the requirements of Yahweh. He is not a man as we are. He is not one that walks in the mindset of a man. He created man. He brought him forth out of the dust of the earth. He breathed in him and he became a living, viable soul that he could actually commune with the Father. Now that's what a living soul is today. It literally communicates with the Father. And any time that there is no communication with Almighty Yahweh is because the soul is dead. When He breathed into man, he became the fullness of life. Because Yahweh is life. Yahweh is life. And he began to commune with the Father. There was a conversation. He could speak to Him. And man could speak to Him. Now today we find that man is not speaking to the Father. We have relics and religious posturing. We have self-righteousness. We have a religious aura and a feel. We are not truly speaking to the Father. That is why He imparted in man in the inward parts a law and a covenant that only He could extract from that. When a man's soul is alive, he can extract or take from that living law. He gave us a living will. He did not give us a will of death. He gave us a living will. We have a living will. Because there's a hope in the resurrection. There's a hope in the resurrection. So He did not give us a will that is death. Separated from Him, apart from Him, but He invested in man His integrity, and that was His breath, His law, His righteousness, His character, that we could commune with Him. When a man is communing with the Father, he will not stray. He will not stray into strange doctrines that lead him far from the truth of whom the Father is. It was only when Adam was led by a strange doctrine was his heart, his mind, and his spirit was removed from the Father. And once he began to behold that doctrine, he began to practice that doctrine, then he thought of ways to deceive the Father. You could see deceit in his heart and corruption already manifesting. For when the Father came in the cool of the eve, He hid Himself from Him. He did not want the Father to see Him. And so what Satan has done in this hour, he has taken the camouflage of the flesh. The man hides from the Father in his flesh. He thinks of himself very highly. He promotes himself. He promotes his ideas. He promotes his sins. He promotes his lust. And so through the veil of the flesh, some reason he thinks. And his perverted mind that he is literally hiding, or the Father cannot see him. Did you ever think like that? We thought that the one that created us could not see us. Did not know what we were doing. And so under the disguise of darkness, he literally thinks that he is getting by. That there is a darkness in the earth today. And it is a profound darkness. Men cannot discern. They have no ability to discern. And that is the truth. They have no ability to digest and to eat the truth. There is no love for the truth. And there is a reason behind that, because the powers of the world to be saw this emptiness in man. Yahweh gave us a complete measure of him. He has sent forth his seven spirits, and that is the completion of a man to battle against the powers of hell and darkness. And so what man has done, he has cleansed himself in his own eyes. He has perceived that he is right. He has a religious look. He has a personality that is acceptable by all men. And so he began to extol himself very highly. And that's what man is doing. They're changing the righteous laws of Yahweh to say that women can marry one another. They're changing the laws of Yahweh to say that men can marry one another. You say, Pastor Roberts, that is of the world. No, that is in this thing that they call, quote, the church, unquote. When they're ordaining homosexuals, lesbian bishops, and it makes no difference of the ethnicity or the race of people. They're doing it in all of these polluted whorehouses that are filled with the corrupt spirit. And so there's darkness in the house. They have not received the fullness of Yahweh. We must receive the fullness of Almighty Yahweh. Do you not realize that a little leaven? As I thought on that scripture this morning, how profound the truth of Yahweh is. He says that a little leaven leaveth the whole lump, or the whole loaf of bread, or the whole body, just a little leaven. Just a little corruption causes the whole identity of that thing to be corrupt. Yet we don't think that. We don't believe that that is true. We actually believe that we can do certain things and be a participant of certain things that bring leaven or corrupted into our hearts, and we think that we're right before the Father. I'll ask you all the question. If Messiah love us an example to follow, for scripture says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. We don't consider him. Lest we become very weary in our minds and we faint. If he is our example, if he is our pattern that we must follow after, having the same heart. I ask you one question. Was there leaven found in him? No leaven. And yet we think that we're going to walk with leaven, corruption of our hearts and spirits. And we always want to blame someone else, but scripture doesn't teach that. Your corruption, your hatred, it is from your heart. And it comes by the deceitfulness of lust. You have allowed lust to enter in. You are lustful. That is what scripture says. It is either the truth or a lie. It is either the truth or a lie. It is not someone else. It is your own lust that literally corrupts you. Your own lustful impure ways that corrupt you. And so that is why we find these seven unrighteous spirits today You're filling the hearts of many. We're about the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of reverence and fear of Yahweh. That is not resting upon the people today. When that spirit fills the hearts of the people, they are complete. We are complete in Messiah. We are finished. The works are finished in Him. He did not leave anything to chance for us to try to finish the works. Why? Because our own hearts are deceitful. We allow all kinds of deceitful lusts to enter in, and they deceive the heart, corrupting one's own heart. It is not our neighbor or what anyone can do to us to corrupt us. It is your own deceitfulness. It is either that or the scriptures are a total fabrication of lies. They have no truth. And they're not even relevant unto us in this hour. That's why just a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little corruption corrupts the whole ability to discern, to see, to understand the will of Yahweh, to do His will, and to have a desire to finish the will of the Father. And that is why there's darkness in the earth today. It is a blindness in the earth like never before. Man cannot mentally discern naturally what's right, what's wrong. But man cannot understand that a man is a man, that a woman is a woman, that these putrefying whorehouses that they call the church, whereby they compromise the laws of Yahweh and the principles of Yahweh to satisfy what they call the unchurch, this adulterous, wicked, vile generation that despises Yahweh, that rejects His laws, and they bring things in to give flesh some kind of strength and credence. And that's what they are doing today. They're giving strength unto the carnal, natural occupation in the house of what they call the house of Yahweh. And His Spirit ought to be the predominant power and the force within His house. Do you not know that we are the tabernacle or the body of the Spirit? Do you not understand that? Do you not know that our bodies are the living temple of Yahweh? And if any man destroy or do anything against that body or the temple of the Spirit or the tabernacle of the Spirit, do you not know that Yahweh is going to destroy you? Do you not understand that? And so blindness is filling the earth today. And there is a reason why that the blindness is filling the earth. We want to blame everyone because of our blindness, why we can't see. We want to accuse everyone. We want to call Messiah a curse. We say that the thing that was done in that body of flesh, it is not able to do what the law says it is able to do. That is the accursed thing that we call Messiah. I know we don't think that, or we don't think we think like that. But we certainly do think like that. In Yahweh, we must have a renewed mind. There must be a transformation. The heart must be changed, creating me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me, Yahweh. You need a clean heart, and your spirit needs to be renewed within you. If your spirit is not renewed within you, there is a corrupt spirit. And when there is not a renewed spirit, then the body is empty. And so when the body is empty, these vile powers of darkness that Almighty Yahweh is leasing above these heavens today, they have not come by the intervention of man, but they have come by Almighty Yahweh. He created both good and evil, life and death. And He tells us to choose Him. He created the powers that be. Every power that is, it is ordained of Yahweh. Whether it is a dark power or a power of righteousness, Yahweh ordained that power. And He tells us to choose the one that is right. And He gives us the ability to choose light. and not death. He gives us the ability to choose light. What is right? What is righteous? Why? Because there ought to be a righteous law dwelling in these earthly tabernacles. If we are led by the Spirit, we will not do what is wrong. This is a generation. This is a nation. Whereby what we call the outpouring of the Spirit, it is not in this nation. It is not upon the people of this nation. It is not. We can reject that. But there is no mighty outpouring of His anointing upon this nation. Very few have the comforter or the Spirit of Yahweh. We have a counterfeit that seems as though that it is right. And you get a little jittering in your tongue, a little something in your voice, and you think that that is the Spirit. Not so. There is a profound propensity for the love of truth. The Spirit drives you to truth. It drives you to that correct and right way. It drives you before the presence of Yahweh. It brings you before Him in all that He has chosen such an earthly vessel and imparted such richness and such values in that vessel that we may fall in His presence and acknowledge Him. This is not the Spirit of Yahweh. This is what we call a church attitude, a Christian, a lukewarm, a Jezebel spirit. It is not Yahweh's anointing. It leads away from the Father. It doesn't lead to His truth. There's no driven desire to walk in His counsel or His mighty knowledge or understanding of the things He has done. Don't tell me that that is the Spirit of Yahweh. The Spirit of Yahweh never leads you that direction. It leads you to all spiritual things. We are very natural people. We are carnal people. We walk in carnality. It's a natural mindset. We are not led by the Spirit. It is not Yahweh's Spirit. It is a familiar spirit. It is something that is kin to your flesh. It is a kinsman spirit to your flesh. That is why the actions are all fleshly. They're all natural. They're not spiritual. When a man has the spiritual anointing, he brings forth a spiritual excellency. There's life in the man. There's an anointing there. There's a power in the man's life. We don't find that today. We find this false illusion. We find this deception. It is perceived by man that it is something right. It is wrong. It is wrong. When a man has that anointing, there's a sure sign that he loves the word of Yahweh. He loves His truth. There's a love for His truth. He can't get tired of it. That is why David said, "Feed me until I want no more." Men today don't want to be fed. They don't want Yahweh to feed them anything. They don't want Yahweh to instruct them. And David cried, "I want that food that is convenient for my soul. I want that which brings forth the excellent of your life down in the inward parts of my soul." And so man says today, "I don't want to eat that. It is distasteful. It is a bitter thing in my mouth. And it doesn't satisfy my belly." It doesn't satisfy the God of their bellies. It doesn't bring any kind of entreating to the God of their bellies. But if a man has the anointing, the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, then the Word of Truth satisfies his longing soul. It satisfies the inward parts. Yeah. Nothing in this earth matters to that one. Everything grows dim. Everything grows dim. In the light of this marvelous truth. In the light of this understanding, in the light of His wisdom, in the light of His mercy, in the light of His counsel, in the light of the Spirit of might, everything grows dim. It does not bring forth any light at all. It has dimness to it. It doesn't bring forth any excellence at all. None whatsoever. That is why we must be complete in Him. And when a man is complete in Messiah, he has the anointing of Yahweh. That is why the seven spirits of Yahweh, men can dispute it all they want to, but the Scripture identifies those seven spirits. And when a man is filled with that great unction of the Father, he will have the power of the completion of Yahweh within him. The works will be finished. Messiah came to a point whereby he said, "I have finished the works." The flesh has no power to keep me from death. It has no power to bring fear upon me. It has no power to control my emotions, my mind, or my spirit. It has no power at all to do that. And we are controlled by our flesh. We are controlled by our minds. We are controlled by our emotions. We are controlled by our feelings. Don't tell me that is the complete work of Almighty Yahweh. That is a false work. It is a flesh work. And there is leaven in the soul there. That's the truth. His work is complete. And the seven spirits of Yahweh, under the auspice of His power, in His name, because they can only come in His name, then it completes the work. It completes the work. Whereby man will not have to rely upon flesh. Flesh is crucified. It has no power to rise up and to exalt itself or to give itself a special place. It has no anointing to excel itself above the very truth of Yahweh. But the spirit in man is powerful. The spirit in me willeth to do the will of Yahweh. There's a desire and a drive to do what He commands us to do. And now we find darkness in the earth. It fills the earth. Everywhere you look, there's darkness. Very little light at all. There are no cities that sit upon hills. We find dark dungeons that exalt themselves upon their little perches. And their perches, their pride, is their arrogance. These are the seven vile spirits that shall overtake the world and the nations today. And they're overtaking the nations and the world today. They shed innocent blood. They are quick to run to mischief and to lie, to cheat, and to do every kind of vile thing there is. This nation has no morality. It has no morals. It has no scruples about it. There's no sense of righteousness, of justice, and they disallow the weightier things, judgment and judgment and justice. That is one of the most weightier things in this hour, and that is the true judgment of Yahweh. And He judge us. He judge our character, our hearts. He judge our intents, our spirits. He judge us, and He bring judgment upon us, that He may correct us in the hour. And put us in the place whereby He can literally speak to us. What your heart has said unto the seven assemblies, you think that that was some forest or some vague thing? He commanded that if you have the spiritual knowledge in the ear of Yahweh, then you must hear what He speaks unto the assembly. You must hear what He speaks for the hour, for that dispensation of time, for that assembly wherever it is throughout Asia. And He means what He says. We must have a spiritual discernment today. And there is no spiritual discernment because of darkness. And it starts with the judgment of one's heart. When one began to see the corrupt, vile things that are in their own hearts, and they have not come by someone else ill toward you. It has come by your own lust and your own corruption of your own heart. Now that is what Scripture says. Look, it says in Revelation chapter 1, Yokohana reads, blessed is he. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, the man is full. He is a blessed man that readeth. And they that hear the words of this prophecy. Not only must you read, but you must hear. Well, how can a man even hear the words of the prophecy? He must have ear. You can never hear the words of the prophecy unless you have ear. And your ears are dullness with hearing today. We can hear every kind of foul thing there is. We can hear the spirit of gossip. You can hear the spirit of lies. You can hear the spirit of telling. You can hear the spirit of being a busybody. You might as well say hallelujah. Yeah, when it comes to hearing what Yahweh says, we can't hear that. Why? Because we don't believe, we don't read, and we don't hear the words of the prophecy. We cannot receive the words of prophecy. So blessed is every man that readeth and heareth the words which Yahweh has uttered unto the house in this dispensation. Not only what must we understand it, but we must hear it. So the man readeth and heareth, he is blessed, the words of this prophecy. He said, and not only that, but they must keep those things which are written therein. We don't keep the things that He has written in the inward parts. We don't keep the things that are written in Scripture. We think that they are that it is a forest. It's a joke. You're not blessed to let you cast unless you spend time with the Father. Unless you have ears to hear. And not only that, you must do the things that are written therein. Now what things do we do? The things that are written in our hearts? Because our hearts are evil and corrupt. They're vile things. That's why we need a new heart. Create in me. Create in me. Create in me that new heart. And renew the right spirit. You need a new creation of heart. Something that is in us. It is hard. It is callous. It is wicked. It is a vile thing. Because of your own blindness, you can't see you. And the reason why? Because you're filled with corrupt spirits. That is the reason why. It is your blindness. That's why you can't even lead yourself to pray. You can't lead yourself to fast. You can't lead yourself to seek your way. You can't lead yourself to study. You can't lead yourself to do that. Why? Because the blind falls the blind and they both fall into the ditch. You become a scribe unto yourself and a Pharisee unto yourself. You wear your plastery, your law, and your righteous law upon your arm. And you actually think you're right. And yet you have your spirit of error and arrogance. And the spirit of pride and haughtiness. You're going to die in your sins because Scripture says so. So you're blessed if you hear and read and do the things that are written in the prophecy. Why? For the time is at hand. For the time is near. This is an urgent time. You must read and hear and do what is written in this book. Why? Because the time is at hand. The time of judgment is at hand. He's going to judge. He's judging with his vengeance. He's going to destroy everything. Everything that we take pride in. That we love so dearly. His name shall never be destroyed. And the labor that have been done in that wonderful name through Messiah, they shall never be destroyed. They shall speak throughout the everlasting kingdom. They shall never be destroyed. But everything that you hold dear is going to be destroyed. It's not an ear for His truth today. It's not a heart for His laws today. Nothing whatsoever. He says, your heart out to the seven assemblies, the tabernacles which are in Asia. He said, the love or the grace of Yahweh be unto you, and His shalom or His peace from Him which is to come. He identifies the one. Now we need to know who that one is. He said, He was, He is, He was, and He is to come. He said, first of all, grace and peace be unto you from that one, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne. Now we need to understand those seven and know those seven spirits. There are many spirits that are going out in the world today. There are spirits of race. There are spirits of pride. There are spirits of gender. There are spirits of confusion. There are spirits of hard armor. He said there are seven profound spirits before the throne of Him which is, which was, and which is to come. And they're before the throne of Yahweh. It's complete power. We need that in our hearts today. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes and searches through dry places. That's what Scripture says. There's no living water for that spirit to find. For those spirits cannot drink from the well of life. We drink from that living well. And Messiah is that well. And so they go out searching through dry land, seeking. And they find no rest. What Scripture says. And they come back and they find the house swept, garnished, and empty. And we are an empty people. That's why they can enter in. We're empty. We fill our minds with emptiness. Empty, frivolous things. They have no power, no meaning. Fruitless things. They don't bring forth no fruit at all. Simply bring forth a desire for the flesh. And when these spirits, they're coming and they're finding the house empty. They're finding the homes empty. You always said, I will write my law, I will write my covenant in your heart and in the inward parts. They're not finding that law in the inward parts or the heart of man today. They're finding them empty with the seven abominable spirits. Pride, arrogance, mischief. They're finding them with those spirits today. So they're not finding the seven spirits of Yahweh. When a man has that power, he's complete. He's ready to do whatever the Father says. He's ready to deny all things. He's ready to forsake all. That's why we can't forsake nothing today. We can't forsake our lust. We can't forsake our laziness. We can't forsake our own lies. We can't forsake our corrupt flesh. It draws you constantly. It brings you under the servitude or the slave ship or the mastership of your flesh. You're compelled to do it when you can't do it. When you're trying to find a way out not doing it, it compels you to do it. Why? Because we are empty. We have not allowed the seven spirits of Yahweh to fill our souls. There's no fear of Yahweh. No reverence of Him. No spirit of counsel today. Very little knowledge. Very little understanding. None whatsoever. No might at all. That is one of the seven spirits. The spirit of might. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of the fear of Yahweh. The reverence of Him. You don't find that today. Men despise that. David said, bless God with all my soul. He said, bless Yahweh with all my soul. And then he said, with all that is within me, I will bless His holy name. There's a name that He blessed. He had to call upon Him to bless His name. He knew the name to call upon. That's why He said, I'm going to bless with all my soul and all that is within me. Bless that name. The counsel of that name. No fear of Yahweh at all today. Men shun this truth. They despise it. He said, and also I'm from Yahshua the Messiah. He called and tells us who He is. He is a faithful witness. He's a faithful witness of truth. He's faithfully witness of the truth of the Father. He's faithful witness of the redemption plan of the Father. It was Yahweh's plan of redemption. It was not man's plan of redemption. That's why He elected us according to His foreknowledge. And Messiah came to witness of that foreknowledge. He calls Him a faithful witness. And the first begotten of the dead. He was the first to raise with all power. With the power of Yahweh. No Lazarus and rise with all the power of Yahweh. Messiah is the first begotten. He's the first one that was birthed of Yahweh to raise with all the fullness of Yahweh's power. He raised with the fullness of it. Lazarus resurrected unto a living body. But Messiah resurrected with all power in heaven and in earth delivered unto Him. Lazarus did not get up that way. No man got up that way. Messiah was the first to get up that way. Lazarus didn't get up that way. No other man has gotten up that way. He's the first begotten of the Father. He got up with all power, all anointing, all authority, with the full assurance, with the might of Yahweh, with the spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. He got up with all power. He was complete. Lazarus was not complete because he left this earth again. Then where is he? He's not here. Messiah is alive. For he is the faithful witness in my soul to tell me of the truth that Yahweh is of the truth. And that His words are everlasting. Lazarus can't witness that. But Messiah can. He witnessed that in my soul. That it is alive. And that Yahweh is real. And that is the truth. He is the first begotten. He is the prince of all the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us. Unto Him that loved us. And He washed us from our sins in His own blood. And He hath made us kings and priests. Unto Yahweh His Father. He has made us that unto His Father. He has made us kings and priests unto Yahweh, His Father. That is the proper rendition. That is the proper translation. It is Messiah that has made us kings and priests unto Him, and He is the Prince of all kings of the earth. So if we are kings, then He is our Prince. He is our leader. So He has made us kings and priests unto the Father, that we can literally rule in the kingdom of Yahweh, and that we can offer the sacrifices that are righteous before Him. Our bodies presented unto Him. These are not vague words. The reason we don't understand, because we are not spiritual. We are a blind generation, filled with darkness. He did not just make a kings and priests unto the Father. Just place a word there. We are the kings. We are priests unto Yahweh. Unto His Father. To Him who the Father be glory and dominion forever and ever. And He shouted hallelujah. To Him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. He said, behold, look. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Not only every eye shall see Him, and look at what He says. Those that pierce Him, they are dead. But He said, and they also which pierce Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail, they shall mourn because of Him. Even so, hallelujah. And then He goes on to say here, as He said in verse 4, He said, I am Alpha and Tua. I'm Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end, saith Yahweh. Which is, which was, and which is to come. It says the Almighty. The Almighty. He is, and He was, and He is to come. And that is the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. Our eyes need to be open to the prophecy of truth. And Messiah is the spirit of prophecy. He is the understanding of the revelation of prophecy. That's why there is no revelation today. Men are feeding on certain events and certain things that they hash out and they deal with, but there is no profound revelation to it. This word Yokohana spoke, it reverberates throughout the world. It baffles the minds of men in every nation. Every kind of spiritual man there is, this baffles their minds. There is no consensus on it. There is no oneness, and there is no agreement. It is such a startling thing that men fear it. And the reason why, because they don't know Messiah. He is the spirit of prophecy. When a man understands whom He is, then there's a profound revealing of Yahweh's truth. They don't know Him. They have made Him out of what they want Him. They have made Him a part of their church organizations, their whorehouses, and their wickedness. But that is not the one that came to share His blood for the elect's sins. He knew what He was coming for. And the Father knew why He sent Him. It was only one purpose. For the elect. And He said, now, my elect, there's a cross section of people. And He said, for this reason, blindness in part will happen unto Israel. And that's why it has happened. Until the fullness of the Gentiles are come in. Blindness in part has happened unto them. They don't know the Father's name. They don't know the hope in Messiah. They are blind people. They are walking in their traditions and all of their Judaic laws. They don't know the law of Yahweh. He's not found in Judaism. He's not found in Christianity. He's found in His truth. That's the only way He's found. In truth, ye shall know the truth and the power that make you free from all religious stipulations. Generation that's blind. It's a barren generation. The scripture tells us why we're blind. Barren. We must know the truth. We must understand what truth says. What scripture says. And what Yahweh implies in His word. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 12 verse 41. I want to read this. As the Messiah began to speak. He said, I want you to know that the men of Nineveh, shall rise in judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. He said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. They're going to rise up in judgment against this generation. And they're going to condemn it. They're going to damn it. They're going to bring judgment against it. That's what condemn is. They're going to damn this generation. Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. They repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south, Queen Sheba, shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. Why? For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. He said, the reason you're in the shape you're in, I want to tell you something. When Messiah came into the earth and the ram and the physical power that he came in, there was a cleansing. There was a cleansing power. The devils, they fled. We can see that in the acts and the deeds. We can see that with the demon-possessed one of Gadara. That he cried out, what have I to do with you, mighty one of Yahweh? Our time is not yet. And yet they bid him, let us go into the unclean things, into the swine. And that's where these spirits are going today, in the unclean minds, in the lustful minds, in the sadistic minds, in the minds that love flesh, in the minds that cater to flesh. We must walk in the spirit, saints. For a man sold to the spirit, he's going to reap life everlasting. You sold to the flesh, you're corrupt. Your mind is corrupt. Your body, your ways, your tongue is corrupt because you're sold to the flesh. We must sow to the spirit. You sow to the flesh of the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. And think about what your mind thinks on most of the time. What is given over unto. And this is a true saying. We that walk in the Spirit, we will not call Messiah a curse. We will not say what he has done. It has no relevance. It has no power. It has power. It is the anointing of the Father. If nothing else, we pray you always send the anointed men. I pray that he send them. I want them to come. I want them to come with truth and speak with this anointing. I'm not talking about these charmers. I'm not talking about weak men. I can find that weakness in myself. We need the men that are mighty in the might of his truth. And they stand with a mighty tongue, with a mighty spirit. There's a sword in their mouths. There's an anointing that flows from their bellies like nothing else. This trash that we've been fed all these years, it has not brought about the excellence of Yahweh. We're not willing to die for him. We're not willing to suffer for him. We're not willing even to endure for him. He says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and he findeth none. Then he says, I will return unto my house. He calls it that's my house. We are the tabernacle of Yahweh. He says, I'll return unto my house, from which I came out of. What a boldness. What a bold spirit. And when he has come, he found the place empty, swept, and garnished. He found it free of the labor of Yahweh. He found it free of those laboring in truth. They're not working out their soul salvation with fear and trembling. They fill their minds with sin today. Trivial, petty things. They talk about things that cause their minds to shun the truth of Yahweh. And that's all the world does today. That's why they're going to be eating and drinking like it was in the day of Noah. They're eating and they're drinking, they're drunk and they're flesh and reveling and banqueting. That's all they do today. Their minds are dark and their hearts are deceived. He find it empty, it's swept clean, nothing there, and it is also garnished. They find it embellished with their own honors. That's what when you garnish something, you tend to put pretty little things around it. So they put their little ways around themselves and say, I'm nice. And sweet and good to everyone. So they garnish themselves, they embellish themselves, and they all deeds of their action. Nothing shall touch me. And they defy the labor that Messiah has done. He said, all power in the heavens and the earth is given unto me. All power. The complete work of Yahweh. The complete spirit of Yahweh. Knowing that he was in that body of flesh. And so they found them embellished, garnished, looking nice, looking right, but wicked as they come. Looks as though that it is a good thing, but it's a bad thing. It's not ordained of your way. Then he says that that one goeth, he goeth, and he taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And he saying, they enter into that dwelling there. They go in. And the last state of that man is worse off than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. This is a wicked generation. You saw those perverts in the newspaper in their pride. Full of pride. An 83-year-old wicked woman and a 79-year-old pervert. Full of pride. And yet they go to what they call these wicked whorehouses. And these men that call themselves preachers, they are children of darkness. They're full of their own pride. They have lying tongues. They lie against Yahweh. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. You can't lie on him and expect to gain any spiritual benefits. You lie and say, Yahweh said that. You are a liar. That's one of the abominable spirits of this hour. The lying tongue. Yahweh didn't tell you to do that. Hands that are ready to shed innocent blood, they're ready to sin, they're ready to do that which is evil and wicked. What is evil and wicked? We transgress the law of Yahweh. When he commands us what to do, and we say, well, that's not for me. You are shedding the blood of Messiah. You say that the blood of Messiah has no power, it has no reverence at all. These hearts today, they are devising wicked and abominable things. These are the seven abominations that have gone into these empty houses today. Your hearts devise such wicked and evil things with no concept of what they're doing. Have no idea as to what things that they are doing. Have no fear of Yahweh at all. Their feet are swift to run to mischief, to all kinds of mischievous lies and deceptions. These are the seven abominable things in the earth today. Because we have not been filled with the Spirit. And Satan has done a massive job. Filling the people with a religious aura. With a religious feel. With a jump and a bump. But it hasn't produced anything. It hasn't produced no power. It hasn't produced the spirit of might. It hasn't produced the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. The reverence of Yahweh. No reverence of Him in the earth today. None. No reverence. They reverence every kind of God there is. Every God, every deity they reverence. But Yahweh they don't reverence at all. No whatsoever. He said there shall be a spirit of a false witness in the land. And we find that false witness. We say that our spirit witnessed to his spirit, well, Messiah is the faithful witness. And we do things against his truth that we are false witnesses. He commands us what to do. We do it against that. You are a false witness. Messiah said that what it says in that prophecy of Revelation, that the true and the faithful witness. Because he did all things to please the Father. So if you don't do all things to please the Father, we are false witnesses. He's going to bring his truth down to the inward parts of our hearts that we may be delivered from us and this wicked world, saints. He's going to raise men with the anointing in their hearts. And they're not going to fear what man can do. They're not going to fear things at all. They're going to speak the truth of Yahweh without any fear. It will not be any strength of the natural man. It will come by the unction of His Spirit, saints. We need that in this hour. If you pray for anything, you ought to pray for that. You ought to pray for that. It's not about me. It's not even me. It's a faithful witness. It's either he's a faithful witness or he's a false witness. And that is one of the spirits in this hour, one of the seven abominations. It has found an empty place, and there's such a false witness in the land today.
I watched these three Jezebels yesterday as I went to purchase some things. And this one woman had on her pants, and one said to her, "You have your own whorehouse or your own church now." "Oh yes, I have my own church. Here's my cards. We know how to worship God. We love God. We praise God." I looked at the Jezebel, this child of darkness, her mind wrecked and steeped in darkness. She wouldn't even know Yahweh. I said, the witness is false. The witness is not truth. When one say that they're doing Yahweh's will, and it's against Scripture, then the witness is false. It's not a true witness. And he said, this will be one of the abominable things in this hour. They will come and find an empty generation. This generation is empty. It loves trivial things. It loves foolish things. Your children love foolish things. Their minds are not even stable. They love foolish things that will not generate any kind of life at all. He said these wicked spirits, they go out, and they find seven more wicked than them. Every religion you see today is nothing but one of discord. They sow discord even amongst themselves. Well, all they have to do is just let me come and preach, and I'll preach from the book. I won't preach from my speculation on my theological trainings. I will preach from what Scripture says. I will preach Messiah and Him crucified. The one that they say they preach, I will preach Him and Him crucified. Nothing else will I preach but what saith the Scripture. And so there's a sowing of discord. They sow discord, false lies, insinuations, perceptions, and know nothing about anyone. That's the wickedness in this hour. These are the seven vile spirits that are combating the seven spirits of Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 11, it tells you every last one of those spirits. I'm not going to read them today. You need to study and read the words of the prophecy. Hear them and do everything that is written in the book. Man shall not live by bread alone. He lives by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Almighty Yahweh. Not some, but every word that proceeded out of His mouth. This generation is empty of the laws and the truth of Yahweh. Their minds cannot retain the commandments. This is a generation that is empty. They have changed times, they have changed laws, and you find an empty generation, empty of Yahweh's laws, His commandment. There is no spiritual perception at all. We that say we love Him, you have very little today. And as a reason why you're barren, there is no productiveness in your life at all. He has given us simple commands to do and simple laws. And because of the wickedness of our hearts, because of your wickedness in your living, you will not do what He tells you to do. This thing is not going to come by some little passive voice. You want to hear some kind of a passive thing? It's not going to come that way. It's not going to resonate from a vessel that's going to be smoothing to your flesh. It's going to be preached. It's a foolish disposition. But Yahweh has chosen that. The foolishness of preaching. Just to say those that believe that the faithful witness is true. To believe that Messiah is the faithful witness. That's why He's chosen that. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we find ourselves here. That's why we're blind and empty. To understand when something is barren, there are no fruits or no fruit there. When a woman is barren, she cannot conceive seed. When a man is barren, he cannot produce seed. And when you are barren, you cannot produce the word of faith. You love drunkenness and slumberness more than you love truth. You're on the sleep and wallow in poverty. That's why you're filled with poverty. Because you're a slothful man. You're a slothful woman. It brings poverty to your soul. That's why there's no delight in the truth of Yahweh. Kephar says in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. He identifies who he is. And I'm a servant of Yahweh. I'm a preacher of truth. I will preach of righteousness. He says, Simon Kephar. He said, I'm a servant and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah. And this is address only. Listen now. He said, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Yahweh, our Savior, our Father, and Yahshua Messiah.
Lord.
This was not addressed to the general mass.
No.
He said, only unto those that have obtained. Only unto you that have obtained, only unto them that have obtained, like precious faith with us. The understanding, how? Through the righteousness of Yahweh, He did a righteous thing in Messiah.
Amen.
And our Savior, Yahshua Messiah. So He did not direct this to the general mass, only to those that have obtained that precious faith, to trust in the faithful witness. To believe this faithful witness of Yahweh. To know that the witness is true. That is one of the most deceptive spirits in this hour. The false witness. The false witness. There's seven things that Yahweh hates. And yea, seven. There's six things that He hates. And yea, seven is an abomination. When it is an abomination, it is a detestable, vile thing that cannot be cleansed. It is an abomination. It is a filthy thing. It is detestable before Yahweh. When something is abominable, it is detested. It is detested by Him. It is abhorred by Yahweh. And so when a man is filled with that last seven spirit, he is an abomination to Yahweh. Do you hear me, my friends? Do you hear what I'm saying? So it is when one is filled with the seven spirits, he has the complete power of the Father. When one is taken over by those seven spirits, he's an abominable thing. He's an outcast. He's a vile thing. And this generation has been filled with every last one of them. Every last one of them. They're filled with it. That's why the young ones are rebellious. Their hearts are wicked and evil. They love evil things. Evil things. Their hearts love evil things. That's why this perversion in this hour. This homosexuality. Is because that wicked thing that they identify as the church. They have not done what you always said. He said that we are kings and priests of Yahweh. He said, this I command you, priests. He command us, priests. That we better give glory unto Yahweh's name. We better give honor unto Yahweh's name. He said, if you don't, you are cursed if you don't give glory unto His name. He said, not that, but you are cursed already. That's what Scripture says. He has made us king and priest. That is the last book of the New Testament, isn't it? And Malachi was the last book of the Old Testament. And that is what it says in Malachi 2:1. He said, this I command ye priests. Has He not made us kings and priests unto the Father? We about to place Scripture upon Scripture, line upon line. We about to get a little here and a little there, that we may walk in the perfection of Yahweh's truth. We need that anointing. If this is what we call the Holy Ghost state, that ain't no. You have that. The folks have no anointing.